You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis, and this is the first episode of the year of my show, Radio Clash. Spotify is being a little weird for me right now, so I'm going to try to get through this episode, but forgive me if I have any technical difficulties. I hope you guys had a good summer. I know I did. That's a pretty stereotypical thing to say. Anyway, so back with my first episode. I'm calling it The World at Large, after the Modest Mouse tune of the same name. Anyway, so with the first track, we're going to play The World at Large by Modest Mouse. Hope you enjoy it.
Ice age heat wave, can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you've still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day, work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Oh, float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe, would you understand? Shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? To death against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was great. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know the starting over's not what life's about, but my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud. Oh. We'll be right back.
That was Franz Ferdinand, or not Franz Ferdinand. The next song I'm playing is from Franz Ferdinand, but that was Modest Mouse with The World at Large off of Good People, Good News for People Who Love Bad News. It's not a good day for me to talk, which is their 2004 album, produced the hit single Float On. Anyway, so, you know, The World at Large, you know, changing of seasons, all that kind of stuff. Getting back into school mode, I guess. Anyway, so up next, I've got a track from Franz Ferdinand called Bullet. It's off their, I want to say it's a 2014 album, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action. But don't quote me on that. Anyway, the reason I'm playing this is because I went to see Franz Ferdinand this summer. And this whole playlist is like about my summer and about summer in general and stuff. Anyway, so here's Bullet from Franz Ferdinand. That was Franz Ferdinand with the track Bullet, off their album Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action. So up next, a big event that happened over the summer was the passing of Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden. Soundgarden, early 90s rock band. Their most recent album, I think, was 2012, but they were more or less broken up, or on hiatus, I guess you could say. Chris Cornell passed this summer, so I was listening to some Soundgarden. I realized that Super Unknown is an absolutely amazing album. So I'm going to play a track off that album. That track is going to be Fell on Black Days, which is one of my favorite Soundgarden tracks. So I hope you enjoy it. I feel that was Soundgarden with Fell on Black Days. And now for a change of pace, a very different song. Up next, I've got Cha-Ching by Chairlift, off of what is sadly their last album, because I believe the band broke up. An album that came out last year, Moth. It's a pretty good album. I know Neil enjoys this band. So shout out to Neil. I have no idea if he's listening. Chairlift with Cha-Ching, because I had a job over this summer and I made some money, you know, made some money, cash register, makes it sound cha-ching. That's what I was doing. I was at the register a lot, so minimum wage. Yay. So Cha-Ching by Chairlift. That was Chairlift with Cha-Ching, and no matter what one of my listeners says about not caring about what I did over the summer, I'm going to continue to talk about it, because that was the theme of my episode. So Anyway, up next, I've got a song from one of my dad's favorite bands, actually, Social Distortion, LA rock band that I went to see with my dad and my mom over the summer. Yeah, it was a pretty cool show. This is probably their second most famous song of all time, but it's one of my favorites. It's off their self-titled album, which came out in 1990. Anyway, this song is called Ball and Chain. I hope you enjoy it.
ball and chain.
That was Ball and Chain from Social Distortion. Up next, we have a track. It's one of like the first bands I ever got into, really, from Weezer. Good, really good band. I have a lot of love still for Weezer. Anyway, this is off their very celebrated debut album. They're self-titled, but they have like 4 self-titled albums now, so it's more colloquially known to Weezer fans as the Blue Album. This song is called Buddy Holly, and in the song, the singer, Rivers Cuomo, talks about how he looks just like Buddy Holly, and I got glasses this summer, and so that's why I included it, because I think my glasses are in a similar style to those of Buddy Holly. Anyway, the reason I included it is really not important, because it's just a very good song. So, anyway, here's Buddy Holly. Let's get right into it.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? Ooh, but you know I'm yours. Ooh, and I know you're mine. Ooh, and that's for me. Ooh, I know just that Buddy Holly. Oh, oh, and you're married Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say about us anyway.
That was Weezer with Buddy Holly. I've been told my transitions are amazing, so I'm going to keep doing them. Anyway, up next, we have one of the tracks that came out this summer that I was particularly interested in, a new track from Nine Inch Nails, actually, off their Ad Violence EP. They've been, I think that was the second EP they released this year. So Nine Inch Nails, you know, typically known as an industrial metal group, putting out some new music, which is good because I like Nine Inch Nails. So this is a bad transition. I'm getting some looks here. There are other people in the studio, and they're giving me some looks, but I don't really care. Up next, we have Not Anymore from the Ad Violence EP by Nine Inch Nails. It's a good track, so we're going to give it a listen. That was Not Anymore from Nine Inch Nails. Anyway, up next we have another new track that came out this summer. I got a few new tracks here that came out this summer that I'm really into. This was kind of a surprise because I kind of liked Lorde's debut album, you know. It was a little bland. But Lorde released a new album this summer. And It definitely took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. Anyway, so this was one of the better tracks from the album. I couldn't play some of the tracks because they have swears in it. And the FCC, to quote Eminem, the FCC won't let me be me. And I can't believe I just did that. But Joe DeLea is sitting in the studio, so have to pay homage to Joe, who's a big Eminem fan. But anyway. So I can't play songs with swears. So here's Liability from Lord, and I really hope you enjoy it.
Baby really hurt me, crying in the taxi. He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my storm. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play it romance. We slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking the cheek. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. The truth is, I am a toy that people enjoy till all of the tricks don't work anymore. And then they are bored of me. I know that it's exciting running through the night, but every perfect summer's eating me alive until you're gone. Better on my own, they say. You're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans. I understand, I'm a liability. Get you wild, make you leave. I'm a little much for everyone. They're gonna watch me disappear into the sun. You're all gonna watch me disappear into the sun.
That was Liability from Lord. It's one of my favorite tracks off her new album, like I said. I've been told I'm bland, which I already knew. And if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you probably already knew too. So anyway, up next we have maybe my favorite track that came out this summer. Not because I think it's the best track, but just that I just really found myself enjoying it. It's Run for Cover by The Killers. It's the best thing I've heard The Killers come out with since probably before Battleborn, which was their most recent album. They have a new album coming out called, I think it's called Wonderful Wonderful. I'm going in with some skeptical optimism. I'm hoping that'll be good, but I know that The Killers have let me down before, somewhat, in the past. So, anyway, but here's Run for Cover from The Killers. I think my listeners who enjoy my music are going to like it. For the listeners who don't enjoy my music, I'm sorry. Anyway, here we go. Run for Cover by The Killers.
nothing she wouldn't give just to trust him with her nightmare, with her dreams. She's running, she's running just to trust.
That was Run for Cover by The Killers. And my show might be a little short today, but that's okay. It's the first week. But anyway, I'm not done yet, unfortunately for you, my listeners. Anyway, up next, I'm going to play a song that really is kind of political. So, I mean, not that political, but it's really written about... When Franco took over Spain. Well, it's not like from then, but it's from the 90s. It's by Manic Street Preachers. It's called If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. I think it very accurately describes not just the political landscape, but kind of just the world in general today. Because a lot of people are okay with things being tolerated that should not be tolerated, like, you know, genocide in Myanmar, and, what? I'm sorry, I have people in the studio who are trying to mouth things to me that I can't understand, but, genocide in Myanmar, things like, you know, obviously we just had 9/11, which is a memorial every year, but, yeah, I should really stop talking, otherwise I'm gonna start getting on a soapbox. Oh, I'm being told Syria. Yes, of course, Syria. Refugees, migration, all that. Anyway, gonna get on to the song. If You Tolerate This, Your Children will be next by Manic Street Preachers. Here we go.
To be alone, the present to be afraid and cold.
That was If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next by Manic Street Preachers, off their album This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. Up next, I was thinking about playing Radio Radio by Elvis Costello, but I decided that would be, that's the song that kind of brings you down, you know? Not really brings you down, but like, the message isn't all that positive. It's kind of bland, like not bland. It gives a bleak outlook on life. So I figured I'd go for a better Elvis Costello song from Elvis Costello and the Attractions. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding? So that's what I'm going to play. Here we go. So, that was originally going to be my last track of the day, but I'm about 6 minutes short, so what do I could end my show early, which would be a blessing to all my listeners, but I'm not gonna let you off that easy. So I was like, what song could I play? What song, is part of my summer experience? So I didn't really know, so I was thinking, what did I do this summer? And one of the big things I did was I went to Greece. So I'm going to play a Greek song now. It's called Olairosui Rizun by Sakis Rouvas. big Greek pop star guy that no one here knows. You know, because this summer, not only did I go to Greece, but Despacito dominated the charts. So that's in another language. So I figured I'd play a song in another language too. I literally just thought of this like 2 seconds ago. So sorry, and I'm sorry for what I'm about to subject my listeners to. But here it goes, Sakis Rouvas. That was Sakis Rouvas with Ola Iro Sugi Rizun. That's my last song of the day because the people in the time slot next to me really want to get on. They're forcing me off, so I can't even go over. Wow, I never used to have anyone after me. This is a change. Anyway, enjoy your week. I'll be back next week, same time, 3 to 4 on Wednesday. Also, I have to say, it is Wednesday, my dudes, so go out and celebrate. See you next week.